When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You have to invite the fear and you have to just take action on your dreams, because if you don't take action on your dreams will never become a reality. And so forget the fears and dance with them. Don't forget them, dance with them, but follow your passions because no one else is going to do it for you.
Hey, thanks for listening to We're Momming Today. If you're listening on a smart speaker or website, make sure to find me, Lauren Simonetti, on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And don't forget to leave me a review. We're momming today with Gillian Stelwerk Garrett, founder of Gillies Organics, host of Rock Stars of Bergen, and mom of three, who is homeschooling and entertaining in an apartment while renovating a home in New Jersey during a pandemic. Wow. Wow. Hey, Gilly. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren. You make it sound exactly how it is. It is. I'm happy to be here. This is all true. I am a mom of three. I have an organic skincare line, Gillies Organics. And yes, I'm the host of Be Vocal Bergen's Rock Stars of Bergen County. And I'm a coach of female entrepreneurs. So I wear a lot of hats. I'm pretty scrappy. And yes, homeschooling, that's been interesting here for sure. I have a high schooler, a middle schooler, and an elementary schooler. So the only thing that's different now is that I don't have to drive to three different schools every morning. So, but it's been interesting. It really has. And I know a lot of people have it even harder. My kids are a little bit older. They're 16, 14, and almost 11. And so they're a little bit independent. So that helps a lot. I know you have little ones. So that makes it a totally different challenge.
Yeah, but that's a lot of homeschooling. Just so our listeners understand, you were going to go to your car to record this podcast with me because that's how desperate you are right now. But instead, you kicked everybody out for the next 45 minutes.
Okay, so yeah, let's get right to it. You're absolutely right. So the plus is that they are more independent because they're older. But the minus, the problem here is that we're renovating and we're in an apartment. So I have an appreciation for people who live in an apartment right now, and they're in an apartment all the time, but it's really impossible to work. I've been taking meetings in the bathroom and in the car. And when I have to film something or be on air, I literally kick everyone out. And I said, everybody, I know it's raining. I know you don't want to go out, but get in the car with daddy and go somewhere. I'm like, I don't care. Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know, dad run into the supermarket, get something for dinner, but leave me alone so nobody fights or gets, you know, ruins my podcast. So yeah, that's exactly where it's at right now.
Okay, question. When you started this home renovation, were we dealing with coronavirus
or was No.
Okay.
No. It was so crazy because it was fine when they went to school. There was privacy and I was able to work here. But now we're literally on top of each other, and it's a challenge. I mean, listen, people, you know, like I said, people always have it worse, but yes, we are definitely on top of each other. We literally have a family group text that says, everyone be quiet. I'm getting on a Zoom. Like everyone texts that five times a day. I can't even tell you how many times, how often that's said, because, you know, you don't realize how much you're talking or how loud you are when you're in a very small space. And so that's our biggest challenge right now. So yeah, my car is my office lately. How are you doing it?
Well, I've shared stories. It's we're all managing. I love hearing other people's stories because it makes me feel more, I guess, normal, whatever normal is right now, that like crazy thing I thought I did. It's like, oh, okay, someone else is doing that too. But you actually run a business, Gilly's Organics, which is a line of organic hair and skin products. How are you doing that now? I mean, is it, are you having trouble getting any of your supply from other places? Have, you know, people are sitting home probably worried about what they look like in terms, not putting on makeup, but like I've been reading a lot and people are, they're moisturizing and they're doing this. I mean, is business better right now?
Okay. So I felt guilty at first admitting it, but, I just, the past 2 weeks were the most lucrative I have had ever. And I thought, okay, well, Mother's Day, I have a digital marketing hire. She's amazing. And she said, Gilly, listen, your Instagram is up 537%. And I said, oh, wow, that's crazy. She's like, everyone is on their phone. And here's the deal. When you post, you make sales. And when we write a newsletter, you make sales. So could you just do those two things, please, today? So I said, okay. So I posted. And I posted without the hair blown out, without the mascara. And I was like, you know what? I don't have the time for that right now. I'm just going to be real. Tell them the Mother's Day special. And I don't know. I do not know what happened, but I have been swamped. However, as exciting as that is, Whole Foods, which is my main sort of bread and butter, I'm still getting orders from them, but not the same. I think when people are going into the supermarket right now, they want their milk, their bananas, and their eggs, and they want out. They're not like, oh, hey, let me try a new body butter, you know, unless they are already a customer. And I think that's when, so I'm still getting sales from Whole Foods, but I think online is doing well, really well, because if you're already a customer, you know about my products and you want more, you're getting free shipping over $30, which is a steal. And it's coming straight to your door. You don't have to like get into the store and get it. It's just coming to you at the good price for the free shipping. So I think that's why. And again, everyone is home. And also the price points are really accessible for organic. And I think that helps it a lot. I think people are careful about their money right now as they need to be. And so when you want to do something self-care-ish, I think it's a very good product line for that.
I want to know about your Mother's Day deals, but hold that thought. Okay. More mom today, right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're back with Gilly of Gilly's Organics, and you said business is booming because it's near Mother's Day and you're making an impression digitally. What are some Mother's Day specials that you have?
Sure. If you spend over $50, although Mother's Day is on Sunday, but I'll extend it for you guys. if you spend $50 on the website, not only do you get free shipping over $30, but you're automatically getting a full-size free gift. So at first, the first week it was a full-size sugar scrub, and then it went like hotcakes, and now I'm waiting for a delivery on jars to fill those sugar scrubs. So I've been just offering, you know, a body wash or a toner, and people are excited because they're getting a gift for themselves, or they're spending a little less and getting a gift for whoever in their life that's just like elevated and looks even better. So I don't know whether it was the deal. I don't know whether it's that people are on their phones more or that they are getting antsy and they are shopping online. But whatever it is, I did as well as I do for Christmas, like holiday time, for Mother's Day. So I'm really grateful for that because the first month was just sort of like, you know, like this is challenging. I was getting orders, but I had like more anxiety. And I felt like in the past 2 weeks, I was just too busy to worry about anything, you know?
Absolutely. I've actually heard a version of your story from companies big and small. And I know it's tough out there for a lot of people, and the visibility for the future is so cloudy right now. But it seems like women especially are adapting to what will be our reality for the near future. We're shopping on our phones. We're we're not really getting things that we want, but you know, you look in the mirror and you kind of say, I need that moisturizer right now. Tell me your story though, because you grew up in your parents' pharmacy, right?
I did. My parents had a family pharmacy. So when I was like 6 or 7, they bought it. And I spent my weekends sweeping the floors and pricing products on the shelves. But also, I always had like a little passion. I loved that mortar and pestle. So I would like take a broken eyeshadow off the shelf and mix it up with some Vaseline and make lip gloss. Like I was always a concoctor. I mean, if you ask any of my friends, I mean, I made face masks in high school and college for my friends out of just about anything. I don't know if it was skincare necessarily, but I liked to be creative. I definitely have always had a creative side to me. And it wasn't the area that I went into. It wasn't the field right after college. I went into cable television and I loved it. And I was really eager and I moved up quickly. And I went out on my own already one time before organic skincare. And I was about 25 and I was a manager at Turner Broadcasting. And I had a co-manager and I said to him, I'm going to go out on my own. And he was like, why, what? You're on this great track. And I said, you know, I just want to be my own marketing consultant and see what happens. And he was like, you're crazy. And I said, corporate America will take me back if I need. And no joke, within 2 weeks, then I was worried because I had Manhattan rent to pay myself. It wasn't like I had anyone helping me. And I somehow was at a party and met someone who needed writing work for Tommy Hilfiger. I did the first project on spec, and then I was hired for 5 years under all of Estee Lauder's fragrances. I ended up writing for Jo Malone, Donna Karan, Clinique, Aveda, you name it. And I loved it. I got paid so handsomely to write fresh, crisp, summery, and from my apartment in ripped jeans in Manhattan, and it was great. And then the reason why I started Gilly's Organics was when the vice president of fragrance got fired. When he got fired, he was like feeding me all of the work. And I didn't really know anyone in Lauder so much because I was like their mini ad agency. I was one of many of their ad agencies, but I was this just mini, you know, as a consultant, and I didn't really know a lot of people there. So I had 2 of my 3 children at this point, and I had moved over the bridge to New Jersey. So it was kind of like I had these 2 little girls, and I was thinking, maybe I need a little break. Let me see if I could raise these kids and take on side jobs, which, by the way, I took on a lot of side hustle while I created this brand, because it did not turn a profit overnight. I created a sugar scrub. And my husband was like, you're going to make a product? And I said, yeah, I'm going to make a sugar scrub. And I sold it at churches and synagogues and preschools. And I had a lot of fun, but it really wasn't making money. But there was interest. It was like, hey, I'll take 5 for Mother's Day, or I'll take 10 for Christmas. And can you wrap it pretty? And I started growing slowly. There were lots and lots of bumps in the road. I mean, I got pregnant with my 3rd child. My mom very catastrophically passed away a few weeks after a surgery that was not life-threatening. It was a tumor removed, but it was devastating, to say the least. And there were a lot of times when I thought, okay, the grief, plus also I need to go back to work. You know, we have 3 kids in Bergen County, and we needed some money. So there were times when I entertained going back. I had a few amazing job offers, People Magazine, Unilever, go back as a marketing director. And one day I was giving away 50 sugar scrubs at Whole Foods for a blogger called Bergen Mama in Jersey. And I was at the Whole Foods in Paramus, and a woman, Wendy, that worked for her at the time said, Gilly, I really love your products. Like, why aren't you on the shelves of Whole Foods? And at first I had all of these excuses like, well, the packaging, it needs an upgrade, and it doesn't say this on it, and it doesn't say that. And she's like, I don't care. I just dare you to go up to that guy and ask who the buyer is and ask some questions. So I went up to the buyer, and he said, I love this. these smell great. These ingredients are awesome. Send me a list of everything and fill out all these papers. And it's like a stack. And maybe they'll buy it. And it takes about 6 months to a year, but you never know. 6 months exactly, like almost to the day they bought the first store. And that's when I feel that I really started treating this Gilly's Organics, which started kind of as a hobby, as a true business. So, yeah.
It sounds easy the way you describe it.
It wasn't easy.
If you were, if you were giving advice, and I know you do give advice to other female entrepreneurs, what are the top three things that they need to know?
Top three things. Okay. Start before you're ready, because you're never going to be ready. I think the reason why I think I might be successful, and this is why, is because I am not impulsive, but I go with my gut very quickly. And I feel that I can definitely overthink other things, but like big things, I just go with it. And I went with it. And I think if you go with something and you want something, just start it. The packaging, the writing, the logo, it'll all work itself out over time. Start before you are ready. That's the first piece of advice. The second piece of advice is don't go it alone. Okay. I have made the mistake of feeling like I must do everything myself, right? And there'll be people that you will hire. They will make mistakes, and they will make a grammar mistake on a newsletter, or they will make something small and something big. It happens, and it has happened. However, the help has grown me as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, as a human being, and made my load lighter. And I've learned from those people. So don't go it alone is the second one for sure. And I would say that one of my mentors, Karen Kahn, founder of iFundWomen, would say, it's kind of like my first piece of advice, but fail and fail quickly. So in other words, if you're going to do it. And if it fails, you'll know. It's like, don't raise $1 million right away. Like she would say, you know, crowdfund, which that's her platform is iFundWomen. But it's like, don't not do it because it could fail, because most businesses, they do. But that's actually, I don't like that as my last one, because I want to end on a positive note. I want to say, because I teach a lot of mindset work as a coach, that that you have to invite the fear. And you have to just take action on your dreams, because if you don't take action on your dreams, then your dreams will never become a reality. And so forget the fears and dance with them. Don't forget them, dance with them, but follow your passions, because no one else is going to do it for you. So
do you think moms are more or less likely to take those risks, to go with their gut?
Less likely. I'll tell you why. Because the older we get and the more responsibilities that are put on our shoulders, we are often very, very selfless, right? And so what happens is that we have so many other people's needs, and we even have a hard time putting ourselves first for that 1 hour a day, for that self-care, for that yoga class, for that run, for that meditation, for that girlfriend hour. We need to do that. But sometimes after that, we're like, well, that's enough. I can't do anymore. But the thing is that I have been a better, I'd like to think so. I do believe I am a better mom, not always available all the time, but I am a better mom running this business than when I was at home. And I'm not saying that stay-at-home moms can't be amazing and fulfilled, because they absolutely can. But I am a better mom for me, because I had a passion and I followed it. It doesn't mean that I remember every science fair day. It doesn't mean that I remember every half day. And I've forgotten lunches, and I've forgotten plenty of things. But overall, because I am following my passion, I feel like I'm more of a fulfilled person for me.
Aw, and then you're a role model. You're a role model for your kids, though. You know, they were like, yeah, they see their mom as being a businesswoman.
Yeah, I hope so. I think they're proud. I will say something funny. Like, they, when I get into a new Whole Foods, I do a yoga move, a pose in front of the store. That's like my, that's been my thing. And my girls get really behind it. And my son now, he's on Instagram now, but they'll be like, go mom, go mom. So, but every once in a while, early on in this quarantine, one of my teenage daughters was like, please take that down. There was a picture. I put it up for like literally a second. And because they're on their phones, like their screen time's like through the roof right now. They were like, both girls actually was like, take that down now. I had avocado all over my face. Right. And it was like it was a picture. It was during that time when they were like something about yesterday. I forget. It was like supposed to be a picture of yourself that something tomorrow. I don't remember, but you're supposed to put a picture of yourself that's embarrassing up. And they were like, mom, all of my friends follow you on Instagram. Like, do not embarrass me. So, but what my point is that, I don't know what my point is. Oh, role model. For the most part, I think that it's working. And I hope that one day, that's for sure their final outcome is that they are proud of me. But really, I think I need to be proud of me, and that's really become very clear each year I become older and wiser. And I think it's hard for moms, for parents, but I think particularly for moms.
I think that moms, because they, especially working moms who might have a passion that they want to turn into a business or a side business, do you think they're more focused, or maybe even better because they have less time to devote, therefore it's smarter time that they're devoting?
Ooh, good point. Okay, so yes. So my first answer was like, no, they might not be more likely because they tend to obviously put people, their family in front of their needs. However, the ones that are doing it, I do think are wiser, and you learn really, really quickly what is a priority each day. So my day looks different every day, as I'm sure yours does too. Because I'm not in an office, and pre-COVID, one day I'm in a Whole Foods doing a demo, one day I'm speaking with, you know, a new hire, one day I'm at the manufacturing plant. So I think that you become very, very careful. And I do think, okay, so I do think moms make amazing, amazing business owners, even if they might not jump so quickly in, because they are so skilled in organization. They are so tuned in, and they tend to be very efficient. And I think when you're efficient, you can get so much done in such a short amount of time. I feel that when you have a lot of time on your hands, sometimes you do preparation paralysis, right? And right? Do you ever hear that saying? But when you are really busy and you're going from one thing to the next, you don't focus and worry. You just, when you get there, you focus on what needs to be done. And if you have too much time on your hands, well, then you have time to worry about how things might go. And I think that we spend a lot of time in life, I know I certainly have in the past, worrying, which is such a wasted emotion, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we needed to hear right now, that worrying is a wasted emotion as we're all sitting here at home worrying about what the future holds. Happy Mother's Day to you, Gilly. Thank you for momming today with us.
Lauren, I'm so honored, and I love your show, and I appreciate it so much.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.